T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we turn it over to our fantastic producer. That's Jordan Schultz. They call him Schultzy.
Well, happy hump day to you guys. I guess for only a week or two more, right?
One more week.
Yeah, moving to Tuesday soon. So this will be the second to last Wednesday edition of Fair or Foul. Snug a free agency question in there again, but I want to start off with the big news of the day, of course, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter being fired. That is right. By the Los Angeles Dodgers for apparently having $4.5 million total given to a bookmaker that he allegedly lost that with. Tons of questions surrounding that news. Maybe allegedly Chris Carter fall guy. There's just so many storylines here, guys. So I got to ask you first, fair or foul, with the history of gambling in baseball specifically, we've seen a lot of NFL players being suspended lately, and we're talking like a year or two or three. Big suspensions, Pete Rose out of the game, the Black Sox, 8 of them out of the game. So fair or foul, guys, no one involved with sports franchises directly should be allowed to participate in any kind of sports betting, fair or foul.
As the non-gambler, I'll take the non-gambler side of this. I think fair. Like, I mean, There are things that are not fair in life. When it comes to your profession,
I see what you did there.
And what you do, there sometimes there are things that you have to let go. You know, whether you know, if I'm working at a, like I used to work bartending shifts, like I had to let go of having dinner at home. You know, there's things you have to let go.
Sacrifices.
And I think if you're a professional athlete in one of the big four, hell, any of them, and you're making millions of dollars, there are other things that you can get your rocks off that aren't gambling. And I would say, yeah, fair. I'm sorry if you love it. You know, go do what A-Rod did. Go play the back door poker clubs.
Just wait till you retire,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, you want to play some underground card games? Go play underground card games. But betting on other sports, I think you just got to stay away from it.
So any sports?
Any. No, yeah, this is...
Any gambling whatsoever?
No, any sports.
Any sports gambling.
I would be happy to let them go to the blackjack table or the poker table. Yep. But right. No, while you are an athlete or you are a manager or you work for the team as a stats geek, no, you cannot place bets, fair or foul, just so that would help keep at least most people out of these kinds of situations in the future.
I'm going to say foul, as long as it's not the sport, the game that you participate in, which is the MLB rule, is that as long as you are not betting on your own club or the sport that you participate in, and this is where it gets in the sticky area with Shohei Ohtani, and not placing any bets with an illegal bookmaker or sports book of any kind, then you're good. I mean, honestly, him betting some scratch on an international
on Liverpool,
soccer,
Man United in the FA Cup semis.
Yeah, like who cares?
Quarters, I mean.
Like, but if you got him betting on the Reds, you know, taking on the Pirates, like when you start getting into the league itself and you could maybe text some guys and be like, listen, I got $750 million, and maybe I'll give you a little bit of this if you just so happen to swing on three straight pitches, you know?
I think you're onto something there, Joe. I think what concerns me is that when do you get tired of betting on those sports? When do you start losing and you're like, you know what, there's a sport I know. And
also,
then you start going into that.
I know these guys can't help themselves.
Right.
They say that there is an epidemic of middle-aged men that are betting on sports. Who plays professional sports? Middle-aged men.
Yes.
They like to gamble, too.
Yep.
Like, that's been well documented through the history of sports, is that these dudes like to gamble. They like to risk the biscuit. And trust me, I've seen it firsthand, side conversations of some guys that are in the league that like, oh, hey, did you notice this spread? This,
yep.
This here?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. They're looking at this stuff just as much as we are. So as long as it's not the sport, the teams that are directly tied to them, no. I think it's they're fine.
It's a free country, but it is frustrating to see millionaires just putting down more millions and then winning more millions.
Hey.
So
they are also losing millions. This whole Shohei thing is based off of losing money.
Hey, look at Floyd Mayweather. I mean, like, that guy's made more money betting on himself, and he's allowed to bet on himself in boxing.
Which is odd.
Boxing is a gambling sport.
You're not wrong. Maybe they should all just be gambling sports, and we'll just go the other way. We just take all the rules off of everything, and then you got all this colluding happening there. There's another fair foul question. All right, guys, moving on to the International Series, also involving the Dodgers v. Padres. Catch that game, too. I believe at 3:05 a.m. first pitch our time.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, International.
I have to think Yamamoto versus Musgrave.
Yes.
I haven't looked at it, but I assume that's what the...
That's what I thought I saw.
I will
those
confirm
names.
Now. Continue, though. Please.
No. It's all good. Those are going to be good pitchers, but, I mean, will you get up to watch? You said you caught an hour in bed last night.
No.
It's just tough for American fans to watch this kind of stuff, you guys, or for me even to get excited about it, unless, obviously, I'm watching one of my favorite players, Ichiro, retire. But that was just a one-off, so fair foul. International Series to open the MLB season do not actually help the sport.
No. I don't like, again, it's fine if you go to a country to showcase your game. I'm cool with it, to grow the game. Yeah, they can't kiss my ass. All right? I just, to open the season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm joking, but kind of serious. This is America's pastime. Like, why are we not starting this season all at the same day, same time? Trina's a national holiday, like Patrick said. You can literally do this at any other point in the season. Like, I understand maybe travel schedule and getting it fit into West Coast swings and South Coast swings along the goal, whatever. Like, why do we have to open the season in another country?
And a cascade of boos rained down from the stands.
I will be the opposite of Joe, and I will say it for this reason only. Joe, I think you've got a bunch of valid points. The thing is, I don't know, man. I got 161 more games to go. Like, what do I care?
Yeah, but it's the opening games of the season. Like, the first at-bats of Shohei Ohtani's Dodger career, nobody's watching.
I mean, I watched.
But you... You're a little
you
different.
Psycho.
I know, but that's but what I'm saying is I told the wife last night, I was like, babe, if I wake up at 3 a.m, which is very common for me to do, I like I go piss, and then I like come back into bed, I'm gonna turn my phone on, I'm gonna watch, and I watched Shohei get an RBI, I watched him get a single and steal a base, like
I just feel like
I don't know, I watched Killian Murphy strike some dudes out, dude, it was great.
What if LeBron James? In his first game as a Miami Heat player.
Bad analogy.
It was like, yo, we're having you play in China for your first 3 games of the season. And you guys can't watch it because it's tipping off at 2 a.m.
What do you want them to do? You want them to do it at 2 a.m. their time?
Yeah!
Not open the season in South Korea.
That'd be awesome. Everybody's got to go to the bar. All right? Everybody's at the bar. At midnight, you got to be at the stadium for warm-ups.
This is a Merc! All right.
Mookie's running a second, just vomiting all over the base path.
Honestly, I feel that this is my one of the things I would run on if I was president. New Year's Eve, we need football kicking off at like 7 p.m., 8 p.m. to have a game taking us right to the ball drop on New Year's. That's what I'm down for.
I'm pretty sure the Players Association would not be okay with that.
We need more sports after dark.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the Australian Open is one of my favorite things on the entire planet.
I tried doing that one time.
Dude, it's awesome.
And I realized I do not care about tennis
that
much.
Dude, I watched Federer and Nadal at like 2:30 in the morning. It's amazing.
I tried doing that once in college, and I was there, and I'm like, why? I don't love tennis that much.
It was amazing.
You talk about players giving up some things to be professional athletes. I think they would not be willing to give up partying on New Year's Eve. That would be right out. All right, final fair or foul. There is one pretty prominent free agent, in my opinion. And I would say that most national baseball writers agree with me that is unsigned, and that would be
Trevor Bauer.
No, former Dodger JD Martinez.
Oh, Juan Dulio.
That's
Juan
right, Dulio. JD Martinez.
Friend of the show, Juan Dulio.
He is still a free agent at the age of 36. Was reportedly offered, I believe, a 1-year, $14 million contract this offseason by the San Francisco Giants. He declined it. I'm assuming because his agent is
Scott Boras.
That is right.
He's just having a great offseason.
Yeah, yeah. And really giving advice to players to continue to wait and wait and wait and wait. And here we are with JD Martinez a week away from opening day, still unsigned. Guys, fair or foul, he's unsigned because he's asking teams for too much damn money. Even though he hit like 30 homers last year.
Fair. I mean, the league is interesting right now. I don't know what kind of market there is for Juan Dulio anymore. I've never been the biggest fan of JD Martinez, but he has proved me wrong year after year. Someone's going to grab him, but I think the fear everybody has, and that's why they had it last year, is the drop-off's going to come, and when the drop-off comes, it's not going to be like anybody else's drop-off. It's going to be a big one. I'm going to go from batting 270 and 25, 30 home runs to 220 and 15.
Can I ask why the drop-off is expected to be so big for him?
Because he's a home run hitter.
Okay.
It's all or nothing. And in today's age where it's okay to strike out a billion times, I give you JD Martinez.
Can you restate the question?
Yeah, yeah. JD Martinez remains unsigned because he's asking teams for too much money.
Fair. I think that has just been the trend of this entire offseason is that teams are balking. And I don't know if this is just a Scott Boras problem where he is trying to get too much out of these teams and they're all just collectively like DMing each other and just being like, yeah, we're not going to do this.
Screw
right?
Scott
like,
Boras.
Which is illegal, but hey, I hope
collusion!
They...
But dear God.
I would love collusion against an agent. Not against players, but an agent.
I'm going to say fair. Did just have a great year, 33 home runs, 103 RBIs, but I'm kind of with Patrick here is that you're expecting that drop-off to happen here soon. He's 36 years old.
And it's going
to
be big.
So fair. It is because he is asking for too much money.
I will combat these points with one of my own. And by the way, MLB The Show, I started playing that today, the video game for Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
They expect J.D. Martinez to have a drop-off, too, because I signed him to my Seattle Mariners, and immediately when the season started, his stats started to drop.
Is Royce Lewis on the cover of that game?
No, I believe it's Vladdy again. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. this year. No, but the whole thing with Martinez, the drop-off is expected from him. I get it. But anybody remember Nelson Cruz? Good home run hitter through the age of 40?
Sorry.
No?
Something in my throat.
What's wrong with Nelson Cruz?
Was he taking the roids at that age? I don't think he was.
I think he was his entire career, broski.
Okay, so after he got caught, he
Not
was still
taking.
Not
with the Orioles that one year.
Not that one year with Joe Zos.
He was clean that entire year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.